Namaste. My name is Will Zimmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about pain. A certain suffering is optional. For sure, everybody has to go through pain, through even deep pain in his life. But is suffering really necessary? So, my previous German teacher, who was 80 years old, said to us as students, "You don't know what is suffering. You don't know what is to be forced." He lost through the two world wars two times his complete family. Still, he could build up his next family. And he had total faith in God. Looks contradicted, no? He said, "You have to learn every day until you die," because he knew that the world is fast changing and that we have to adapt to every new situation. This means, with other words, if we don't go up and suffering our whole life for a strategy, then we lose our time to enjoy our life. And we are not open for a new situation. And we see that again and again. One bad event in their life, and then suffering the whole life for it, instead to let it go, to be open for something new. And then they think it had hidden only me. Why is the world, or why is my life so bad? Why I got this bad situation? Why I got this tragedy? Why it had hit me? So, there's a beautiful parable from Buddha. A young woman was coming to Buddha and said, "Today I have lost my baby," and she was crying. "And before I lost my baby, I've lost my husband. He died also. What should I do?" Buddha said, "Please go to every house in this village and collect one mustard seed where had never been the death before. Next day," she was coming back with empty hands and said, "Please let me discover what never dies." So when we lost our unborn baby under tragedy circumstances, I heard this story from Buddha. And this was a great inspiration for myself. And then I surrendered total to the inner part and got awesome results. Actually, this tragedy was a springboard for me to God. You see, If you want to build a new building, you have to destroy the previous building. If you want to build on the same place. And so we have to be open for something new, for something awesome, new things. And the other thing doesn't help us. Just to suffer, suffer, suffer. You see, in every situation is a message for us. And we can interpret it as negative or positive. When Nick, without arms, without legs, tried to make suicide, then his parents said very simple. You have the choice to complain or to be thankful that you are alive. And today he has two kids, still no arms, no legs, and a beautiful wife and so on. Okay. Thank you that I could speak over it, and bye.